This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I am here with my internet BFF,
Hi.
The one and only Katie Austin.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Thanks for having me today.
Thanks so much for coming. I'm like so honored and I'm genuinely so excited to meet you because I know we'll hang out in real life.
Yes, I love that you said honored. I'm like, yeah, of course I'd come.
Okay, if for some reason someone doesn't know like who you are, what you're about, give us your elevator pitch.
Okay. Here is a very long story short. I'm originally from Alexandria, Virginia. I went to USC. I played Division I lacrosse there. That's how I got to LA. I have been now living in Los Angeles for almost 10 freaking years. And I'm a fitness personality. I have my own fitness app. I have my own talk show called Austin AF. And I am now a Sports Illustrated swimsuit rookie. So, yeah.
My job. Like, I'm like, what? Okay, out of all those things you just listed, like, what are you most proud of?
Oh, it's so interesting because Sports Illustrated has been a dream of mine forever. At the end of the day, it's an accolade that's really, really awesome that I could, you know, check off the list of like dreams and everything. I would say I'm most proud of, honestly, just creating workout videos to help other girls. I think it's the most impactful and it's the most meaningful thing because knowing that I can help girls feel more confident, I would say I'm most proud of that for sure.
Yeah. Can I just say too, like, I just need to like compliment you for a sec because, and this is so genuine, like, you're one of the only fitnessy people that I genuinely feel about myself from versus like jealous or mad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally, because I try to be very realistic.
You're so real.
If you know me in real life, like, I'm forking, as you say. I'm so hungover right now. I had a breakfast sausage and egg sandwich this morning.
That's like, the best from like, Starbucks.
From Starbucks, yes. And so it's like,
soaks everything up.
That's just like, you have to have that balance in your life. And it's so cliche, the word balance. Like, what the hell does it actually mean? But at the same time, it's like, I'm not a workout freak. I don't eat healthy all the time. But also,
which
that's
makes
like,
me feel so good because I'm like, neither do I.
Because that's realistic in your 20s. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But like, you know, we want to have fun. And if we're going out to eat with our girlfriends, we're not going to order the kale salad 10 out of 10 times.
And the drinking. Like, I love how you're so real about drinking, too.
Because I love to drink.
Yes.
And I know that's horrible as a fitness person to say. But like, come on. We need to have fun. We need to live our life. We only have one freaking life.
Yes. Yeah. I love that so much.
That's how I live.
Well, yeah, I think you have done such a good job. I am very envious of the egg salad avocado lettuce wraps you just made.
I also had another thing today. I had egg salad again today.
I'm going to make those.
With my breakfast sandwich.
I want to make those.
Egg salad is something, this is so weird. If you guys hate egg salad, I'm so sorry because like some people, like my best friends, even hear the word egg salad and they're like grossed out.
Yeah.
I meal prep egg salad once a week.
Oh, no,
and
it's
make
so
a
gas.
Huge bucket of it.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So
but
good.
I love following you. I think you're such a good influencer person. Like, you really are. And you were like born to do this.
But I appreciate that.
I have a question about Sports Illustrated.
Okay.
Are the girls actually that girl boss and that nice?
I'm absolutely.
How can they be that pretty
like,
and
Camille
nice?
Caustic is such a freaking boss woman, beautiful,
bombshell,
so beautiful. Oh, these girls are just so stunning.
Yeah,
but it's like unreal. It's like, oh my god, how are you this freaking beautiful?
And she seems so like fun and nice. And I'm like, this can't. So something's nice. Off here.
I know. And it's
I'm
so
like,
annoying.
Give me the tea.
What is it?
There's like, something. Please be mean.
What's the flaw?
Because you're so hot.
You know what I mean? When this girl is so hot, you're literally like, okay, how can I hate you in one way?
Literally.
But no. No, all the girls are so welcoming,
well, that makes me happy.
And so, yeah, I mean, the process of getting into Sports Illustrated, though, was really, really tough. I was in an audition period for about a year and a half, which was really hard. But now that I actually, you know, I'm in it, I'm a rookie, I made it, all the girls are just amazing and so welcoming.
Well, they could not be more, Sports Illustrated themselves could not be more smart to have you. You were the perfect Sports Illustrated person.
Thank you.
I mean, you were literally born to be a Sports Illustrated
person. It's different because it's like I'm not a model, and I know
which
it's like
I love.
Yeah, and I wanted to show the normal basic girl like me that's like, hey, you don't have to be a model to be in Sports Illustrated. Like, you can, if you are smart, have brains, you're an entrepreneur. They also want people like that. They want women to show every different, you know, side of women, what they can be. And they're not just like a beautiful 10 out of 10 model. It's like,
you literally make me feel like I could have a chance. And I'm like, I know I don't have a chance.
Yeah, and I get that all the time.
Really?
By the way, it's so funny because I get that all the time. You're like, oh my God, because you're an SI model, you make me have a chance. And one of my best friends like, does that make you like upset? And I'm like, no. Like, do you take that? You know what I mean? Like,
do you take that?
And you're like, damn, no. Okay. No, but I love it because that's what it's all about.
I mean that in the best way.
Exactly. It's like inspiring other people because like, damn, I am just a normal freaking girl from Virginia, not a model, who is put in the camera.
No, but you're hot as hell.
Do you want to hear the, like, the funniest part about it?
Yes.
I was asked on set at Sports Illustrated shooting this year, and the interview question was, what was your biggest modeling photo shoot when you know you made it? And I go, my biggest modeling photo shoot? Right now. Yeah. This is my first photo
shoot.
You're
like, I've never had one.
I'm like, I've never been in a bikini shooting like this ever in my life. So right now, yeah, cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Is like such a, you were just born for that. You're made for
you.
That. What is it like posing in front of that many people in a bikini?
Okay, you would think it's really scary, but at the same time, they're like the most empowering team of all time. They make you feel like you are Beyonce in every second, and they can literally, with their hair and makeup team, you guys, that's another thing that I want to talk about, because it's like, oh my gosh, you open up a magazine and you're like, shoot, I, you know, feel bad about myself. You know, they've really, really made an impact to show every body type and to show every single person. And
which
also,
I'm just so grateful for.
Yeah. And also realizing like they have the best hair and makeup team ever.
Okay.
You know, it's like, come on.
And
like,
photographer.
And photographer. Like, seriously, if you are listening to this, I promise you, you could look amazing with hair, makeup, all the,
it's a whole team.
A whole team. Like,
it's a team.
There's
effort.
A team of 20 people. And so I just want to like let girls know that, because, you know, it could make you feel bad. But at the same time, they're like completely switching, you know, their brand to be so diverse and inclusive. And it's just so freaking awesome to be a part of that.
Yeah, it is. And it's so awesome to be a consumer of that.
Yeah.
And like be able to be like, I don't know. It just.
Yeah. No, for sure.
It feels good seeing people in the magazine that are like my size, my friend's size, my relative's size. You know what I mean? Like, it's just
absolutely.
It's just so much more real.
Absolutely.
Anyway, what about, you were talking about how they like have a huge team. I want to know, like, is there like a secret person that like bronzes your legs? Is there someone like, give us the tea.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
So they put
is there like someone that's blow drying you like to have wind?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There is a blow dryer. His name is DJ, and he's like the funniest, amazing hairstylist ever. He does like hair for Sarah Jessica Parker, like everyone.
Oh my
like
gosh.
He does everyone and anyone's hair.
Got it.
So literally I have the best hair person in the entire world blowing my hair on me at the same time, while like the makeup artist is like bronzing me and like going all up in there, which I don't mind. I just want to make everyone everyone know.
Consensual.
I don't mind. Come on, I'm doing SI.
Yeah,
and so like she's like putting lotion and like bronzing you up everywhere. So like, and I don't fake tan at all. My tan was real as well. But like, you know, you can get the fake tan if you want and do the whole shebang.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It
That's
makes
so
me
cool.
feel so confident. And
I'm sure.
I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I like really want every girl to like have that moment in their life, because it's like so special to feel like, holy crap, this is my moment. Like, I don't know. Have you ever had like a whole team working on you for a photo shoot at once? Like, 15
this
people.
This was probably my biggest, no, not that, oh my God. But like, this was probably my biggest shoot, like for something.
Yeah.
Like my podcast shoot or the cover
Did
art.
Did it just make you feel like such a boss?
Yeah. I just was like, it's so nice knowing that there's people telling me, like, they know what looks good and they know what looks bad, and they're gonna tell me.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
I love constructive criticism.
Yes. And when they're real. Like, I'm like, if I have a double chin, just fucking tell me. I'm not gonna be upset.
I'm gonna say thank you. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, why the hell didn't you tell me?
Yes, exactly. What was that process of, I know it's like insane, the process of auditioning and like becoming a part of like the SI swim search. Is that what it's called?
Yes, that's what I did. It's like what Camille Kostick did, Brooks Nader, and all those girls, and they ended up winning as well.
Explain that, because I know you were like a grinding.
Yeah, it's a tough process.
Grind, it's about power.
Yeah, you know, which are hungry, we know power.
You literally were doing that.
Literally, yes, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
So basically, this year was about, or last year now, was 22,000 girls auditioning. And
shut up.
Mm-hmm. And what it is an audition tape online that you submit like through Instagram and through their site if you want. And basically, I just like did an audition tape. I hired a video guy who's like one of my friends. Mm-hmm. And we shot for like 2 days doing the shoot. And I posted it on my Instagram. And you have to be so vulnerable, because it's like, you're auditioning for SI Swimsuit to, I at the time had like 200,000 people. Like, damn. You have to like really be brave and courageous to do that.
And so, people are like, who the heck do you think you are?
Exactly.
Like, I feel like people from my hometown would be like, what does she think she's doing? Like, was that scary?
It was really scary, but I will say this. I first auditioned in 2017, and thank freaking God I didn't get it, because I didn't know who I was as much. I wasn't as confident. I'm like, I can sit here and be like, I know who the hell Katie Austin is now.
Yeah.
And that really helped me. If I wasn't as confident as I am, the audition process would have been really, really tough. But because I can sit here and know exactly who I am and have so much self-love and so much like beyond, like if I lose, I have so much more, it's fine. Mm-hmm. In 2017, I just would have been eaten alive, I think.
Yeah.
For sure.
That is so cool. And then did you reapply?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, for 3 years.
For 3 years. Yes, following.
And I finally got it. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My
so again, at the same time, if you don't get it the first year, keep freaking going, because
keep
you
trying.
Never know. And I remember like doubting myself. I remember like when I was filming this video, I was like, should I do it? Should I do it? And then I actually ended up filming it, and I wasn't even going to post it, being like, this is like kind of embarrassing. I'm like doing it again.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying out again for everyone to see. And I just now look back and I'm like, holy shit. What if I didn't audition?
Yeah. And it changed your life.
And it changed my entire life. And I'm here sitting here today saying that I won Rookie, and it's like, could you imagine if I didn't do that, the regret?
Yes.
So like, if you are thinking of doing anything right now and you're kind of doubting yourself, I think the biggest thing to do is like just start, because at the same time, you don't know where it's going to go. Even
totally.
If you don't have a correct plan or you don't think you're going to get it, my audition tape literally said you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And I couldn't believe in that more. It's so cliche to say that, but it's the truth.
I always say on this podcast, because it is like about making moves and like career moves and stuff like that, like, it's always going to be a no unless you ask or unless you try.
Yes.
And I think that's so true with like what you did. Like it's going to be an auto no if you don't try.
Exactly. And there's two ways you can really react to a no. You know, you can react to a no and really get discouraged and like kind of stay down and stay in that kind of no mentality. And like, oh man, if that person doesn't believe in me, then, you know, it's done. I tried it. But at the same time, you have to realize every successful person in the entire world was told no at some point in their life.
A gazillion times.
Yeah. And so honestly, if you take that no and you spin it into something positive and you just like want it to motivate you instead of like, you know, deplete you, you can spin it and like use it as such amazing motivation.
Totally.
In the most positive way. Like, don't go in with a grudge or anything like that, you know? But at the same time, like, there's a way to look in a no in a very positive sense.
And now I'm sure the whole accomplishment of you getting it means so much more, because you're like, I had to fucking work my ass
that
off.
Is so crazy.
It's
you
so
just
liberating.
Said that as I was on the car right here. I was talking to one of my best friends who also won Rookie with me, Kristen Harper, who is just a freaking angel, and that's what we're talking about on the way here. We're like, I just feel like we're so grateful for it, because we're like, damn, that was a hard audition process. But like, it makes you feel so much prouder. And that's, again, when you work really hard for something, at the end when it happens, it's like the most rewarding feeling.
You appreciate it
more. And if you just get something off the bat, if you're just handed something, you don't really appreciate it as much as you work
now for you're something. Like pinching yourself 24/7.
Still to this day. Still to this day.
I'm sure. I'm pinching myself for you. I'm like, thank you. That's so awesome. Explain, I'm confused about what is getting swim search mean versus being rookie.
Okay, so there's 22,000 girls. It was actually like 30,000 girls, I think, when the Camille Kostick won as well. So basically, rookie is when you win swim search. And you can also be a rookie, like Natalie. You know, she was also rookie last year, but she didn't go through the swim search process. So there's like five other girls.
They just chose her?
Yeah, so basically there's like five other girls. So swim search is kind of new. It just launched in 2017 where they want to make like normal girls like not have an agent. Like, I don't have a modeling agent. How am I going to get an SI?
Oh.
So I audition online because everyone else, like usually the girls who are in it and are like named rookie have agents to get
them. They're real models.
They're models, yes. Yes. So I went through the online way.
Which is so smart. Yeah. Do you think that if you have a social media following, you have more of a chance?
I actually got asked that question a lot, and I got some hater DMs being like, you only got chosen because you have followers. Blah, and blah, blah, blah. To be honest, no. Uh-huh. Because, sorry, but like SI Swimsuit can make anyone famous. Like, you can start with like five followers, and if they, you know, love you and see that you're of a genuine heart and you're, you know, smart and you're, you know, you're a good person to work with. I think the best part about it, if you're just a good person to work with and you're professional, that's what they said online why Kristen and I won, because we were professional. And I don't think, I mean, obviously I'm not going to sit here and be like, okay, my following didn't help me get votes and my following didn't help them. You know, they clearly saw my audition tape because I had people tagging, like all my followers tagging them, which obviously helps. I'm not saying like I'm not taking anything away, but SI can make anyone famous. Truly.
I also think it just goes to show, like, I agree, actually. I don't think the following, I think it helps, but I don't think it, like, is the deal breaker. It's
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And, like, obviously it helps. But I do think just, like, the fact that you had an audition, like, what, three or four times? Like, clearly if they wanted followers, they would have asked you to be on the first time.
Exactly.
So you have a great engaged following, you know?
Yes.
But, okay, that's really interesting. Why do you think, what do you mean they thought you were professional? What does that mean?
So basically, in the when they announced Kristen and I, and what they told us as well, is like, we were just good people to work with. So if you're listening to this right now and you like truly, you know, you don't know what career you're in or what you're really doing, it's like, at the end of the day, if you're a good person to work with, you're going to be hired more than someone else is, just because you are a good person to work with, meaning like, you're nice, you're professional, you show up on time, like those things really, really matter. And so, you know, no matter what career or industry you're really in, and especially in our industry as in the influencer world,
it's hard to find good, like good people to work with.
So hard. And if you are not a good person to work with, it doesn't matter if you have 7 million followers, no one's going to work with you. And if you have a bad rep, I'm sorry, but it gets around.
They're like, they won't show up, they'll cancel, they're flake, they're whatever. It's so funny how like I literally have to tell people when I like want to hang out, because LA people, it's like a thing to be like, let's hang out.
Yeah,
but it looks like, it's like we're never gonna hang out.
You actually have to set a date time.
No, but like people, like I actually want to hang out with them. Like, this is like an Indiana, like Midwest girl. Like, I want to hang out versus like an LA.
Like, oh my god, can't wait to see you soon. Type thing.
Exactly. Yeah. What are specific things? Like, I want you to be so specific here about being a good person to work with. Like, I know showing up on time. Like, what are, other than the obvious? Like, what are little things that you think could make someone stand out? That makes someone want to be easy to work with, or like
on time. Okay. I think one of my biggest pet peeves is, and I don't know if it's just like being an athlete. It's like, if you show up on time, you're late. Like, I was here at 12:45. Yes. You know what I mean? Instead of one, because that's just who I am. Like, time to me, if you make someone else wait, I find it one of the most rude thing ever, especially if you're going to a job.
Yes.
And there's obviously those excuses where you're stuck in traffic, whatever, but try to always be on time. Number two, don't be a diva. Like, don't, I don't care who you are. That's are entitled to, you think and you're expecting like, oh, I've worked at this company for 7 years, so I'm just going to expect that I get this. Or, you know, you have followers online, and I know a lot of influencers, I was with a few last night, that like just like think they're so much cooler. It's like, followers doesn't really matter. My mind, it really doesn't.
It doesn't.
At all. I mean, it does monetary wise, but at the same time, like,
but even so, not really, if you don't have like an engaged following.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
A lot of Insta baddies who have crazy followings, like, don't get deals because it's like,
Yes.
People don't buy the stuff they promote.
They don't have a brand either. Yeah. Yes, exactly. I don't know. Being a good person to work with, being nice and being, you know, not to just like refusing to do things that you don't want to do because you think it's bitch work.
So being able to do the biggest task and the littlest task.
Yeah, and there's, you know, there's definitely, what's it called? There's definitely excuses for that or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, there's ways around that. Like, obviously, if you're freaking, I don't know, Beyonce, you shouldn't be going to get someone a coffee. But at the same time, it's like, don't think you're too big for any little task.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I agree. I think the little tasks and the little things are really what people on set see as the big things.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you take those little things seriously, that's like what makes you stand out.
Yeah.
Because no one takes them seriously.
If you're nice to, it sounds so crazy to say, you have to be nice to someone who opens the door for you and nice to your makeup artist.
And to the
nice,
intern.
And to the intern. And it's like, people recognize those things. You also mm-hmm. have no idea who those people are. And it's like,
and who they're going to be one day.
Exactly. And so just being nice to everyone, it sounds like so like, duh, being nice to everyone, but it truly counts.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was so great, Katie. We're going to cut to a break and we will be right back. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay, Katie.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about personal stuff with you.
Ooh.
Because you seem to have a really good thing going on with your mans right now.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I'm so like, boring.
No.
I'm a like, good thing. Damn it. I wish I had some drama to come in here.
No, I'm jealous of you. I'm like, where the fork did you meet a normal good dude in LA? I need to know. Give us the tea.
Okay. First things first, it took a long ass time. Okay. I was in a relationship for years, like almost like 4.5 years and truly in and out of horrible. Am I allowed to cuss? I've cussed so many times already. I'm like, I've dated so many fuck boys and hooked up with so many fuck boys that like, I was in the process for a while. So please don't think like I just stumbled upon this man. But I actually met him, drum roll please, on a dating app.
Oh my gosh.
But we had a lot of mutual friends. And so I don't date guys. I don't go out to dinner with guys. Yeah. I just like can't do that. I seem really social. I'm just like not like that.
Also in my head, I'm like, if I want sugarfish, I'll order it for myself. Yes. I don't need to go and get it paid for by someone and maybe have a shitty time when I could be watching Housewives with my sugarfish at home.
Absolutely.
And I'm not trying to act like I'm better than...
No, not in any way. But at the same time, we have so many social gatherings and so many things that we want to do with our friends and so many influencer events and things. I'm like, I'm not wasting my Wednesday night drinking and eating with this random dude I don't know.
That's probably going to be a bust. Yeah. Like, most likely.
Like, most likely not going to work out. But I mean... You actually do have to go on dates usually to find your guy or girl. So at the same time, like, you do have to put in the effort. For my end, I did put in no effort at all. I got downloaded this dating app because my mom told me to, because her best friend's daughter met a guy on there. And she made me download this app called The League. And
I've heard of that one. Yeah, I used to have it.
Sponsor me.
Yeah, seriously.
The founder of The League, like, literally just started following me on Instagram last week. And I'm like, do you know?
Oh, they sponsor your wedding. That'd be iconic.
I was there on The League for like 2 days, finally swiped. We had a lot of mutual friends, and he called our mutual friend, and I reached out to her about him. And
did you match?
Yes,
you matched.
We matched.
Okay. And then you called your friends.
And she connected us and was like, all right, you guys would hit it off. We had a date scheduled for 8 p.m. on a Friday night, and I billed at 6:30.
Shut up.
Swear. And I was like, and I was really tired. I just got home from a work trip. I was like, I wanted to. And I was like, I just don't date. I can't do this right now. 8 on a date? Yeah. No way. I'm too tired. I canceled on him an hour and a half before. He texted me and said, when can we reschedule? I ghosted him.
Period. Yeah.
And so, honestly, I think me playing a little hard to get kind of attracted him more. And not in a way that...
And you weren't trying. You were just hard to get.
I actually, truly was so tired. But
you weren't playing hard to get. You were just hard to get.
And we just talked so much about being good to work with. And so this is such a contradiction. But at the same time, this is guys. This is dating. It's different. Yeah. And so basically, I texted him the next week or so and literally was wasted. And I lived in West Hollywood at the time, in Venice. I never was in Venice. So I texted him wasted on Saturday night. And I was like, I'm near you in Venice. Come meet me out. He met me out with 6 girlfriends. I dragged him around to so many bars.
No way. So you were just out with friends.
Out with friends.
And you just shot him a text. Yep. After you had ghosted him.
Absolutely.
And you're like, just come meet us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't know that. 6 girls, and I made him play Never Have I Ever with 6 girls. And
he handled it.
He handled it like a champ. And we did have our first sleepover that night.
I love that for you.
Yeah. It's great.
And you were like, okay, question though. When he came, were you like, okay, I'm into this? Or like, you didn't really know?
Oh my God, he showed up and I was like, what the hell, Katie? You fucked up last time. He's never going to think. Like, he showed up, I'm hammered. And I already knew that I was going to ruin it. And I didn't care about this man. I didn't actually think I was going to date him and move in with him and eventually marry the kid. Yeah. I just thought he was a good looking dude. He showed up and we had 2 words said to each other. And I actually remember being like, you're going to fuck this up. Good job, Katie. He's actually an amazing guy. So hot. Almost 6'5". So
fit. Oh my gosh, love that.
And I literally was like, you are such a fuck up, Katie. In my head, as I was drunk talking to him, like, you really just did this. But you know what? When you don't, the less you care, the more they care.
Love that. So what advice though? Like, if someone's like, I just really want a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. Like, how do you do that if you just like, you do care?
So I don't know, because I think you meet your person, in quotations, whatever, when you are not seeking them so hard.
Yeah.
I think when you're seeking a boyfriend or a girlfriend so hard
that you are
going to settle with someone who is not actually good enough for you, if you're looking that hard, it really does have to come to you naturally. But at the same time, you have to put in a little bit of effort. You can't take my story and be like, I'm just going to drunk text him and it'll work out, because it usually 10 out of 10 times doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, a sleepover in the first date usually also doesn't work out. So I say a lot of effort, and you know, the dating apps are not weird. I
fully not weird
think
at all.
You can meet your person on dating apps, so try them out, but you have to put an effort to them.
How did you know that he was like different than other guys?
Good question. I think I'm saying so many cliche things here, but I think you realize if they're comfortable to talk to within the first 10 minutes and you're not pulling teeth, it's just a natural conversation. Like,
there's just chemistry between
me and you. Or like, you know what I mean? It's not like hard to converse with someone.
Like,
with
it should just be unconditional.
Yeah.
Like,
and, you know, I heard about my current boyfriend now and heard a lot of horrible things about him. He has like a, you know, a pretty bad rep in like with like you know, I asked a friend and I was like, hey, and she literally texted, never speak to him again. He's such a fuck boy. Like, he's so bad. All he does is hook up with girls. He never has had a girlfriend his entire life until me. Truly. Like, high school, 16
years
old.
That's a lot of guys.
And he was just, like, having fun in LA. And so he did have a little bit of bad rep. But on the same time, like, people do grow up. And I can't hate him for, like, having that rep. He's single. Like, mm-hmm. what the hell? And so I just have to take him for who he is now with me, and how he treats me is amazing. And at the same time, like, I was living my life, too.
Yeah.
Like, shit. There's always stories about someone. If you ask 100 million people about you, there's gonna be one person that's like,
that's like, she fucking sucks. Yeah. Yeah. So, but like, what, when he showed up, like, aside from like what people had told you, like, what else, like, did
he put
he
up
do?
With my friends?
Okay, that was
I
a big thing for you.
The hottest thing ever was sitting down at the table and asking individually to my friends, what's your name? What do you do? Where are you from? And caring about all my friends was so hot to me. I was like, oh, he's just not here to just like show up and hook up with me.
Yeah.
He's like caring to talk to my friends. By the way, standard is so low. I was like, damn, he's really actually making conversation. And yeah. he was like prompting things and prompting questions, which I thought
was
really
hot. Which is like, that actually is rare in LA.
It's so rare.
For guys to do
so
that.
Sad that it's so rare.
Yeah.
And so I just thought he was really sweet. He was a really good guy. And he put up with me really well.
I love that. Yeah. And I love how you are so, you can just tell, like, you're so unapologetically yourself. And he's just yeah. like, I fucking love this.
No, I was beyond myself that night. And the fact that he put up with that night, I knew it was going to work because he already saw my worst.
That's the best, almost like, I wouldn't advise people to necessarily do that. But also at the same time, how awesome that you were so like bloody yourself
so
that
much.
Like if he can put up with that, he can put up with when you're sober and really put together and putting on a show.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
He knew what he was getting into the day we met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
And he felt the same way. And I always actually like one of my favorite things ever is Tinks and her box theory.
Yes.
And I have never related so hard to it because I was hooking up with like guys like right before him. I was hooking up with a guy for like almost 3-4 months and like we were never going to date. And like I was just like in my head about it. The moment I met my boyfriend, we'd started dating. Like we literally spent.
It wasn't dilly dallying.
It wasn't dilly dallying. And he has never had a girlfriend. I wasn't looking for anything. It's literally just like we hit it off, and you will know when the guy actually cares about you and wants to date you.
I love that so much. I selfishly want to ask, like, what I feel like my greatest struggle is I'm that same girl that's like, I don't have time to go on dates, yeah. right? And like, sometimes I genuinely just don't want like to put in the time and effort, but I know I need to, even if I just want to have like more guys in my orbit and like my life.
Totally.
So what advice like would you give me that I'm like, I'm a girl boss,
yeah.
right? But like, I also want to like be stupid and like have like guys on my roster. Like, you know what
totally.
I mean?
Totally.
Like, what advice would you give me like when it comes to dating?
I would say a date doesn't have to be a dinner date. You guys can
okay.
go on a walk. You guys can try, you're never going to do this, but like a workout class together. Or,
or like,
you know,
a hike. Or like
a hike or something. Or honestly, just like a, you know, drinks at 9 and then 9 p.m. or something after dinner. So it's not like, so you can stay for like 30 minutes or you can stay for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Like something that doesn't have such high expectations, I think. A date doesn't have to be dinner for 3 hours.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like that. I feel like girls like romanticize like
exactly.
they pick you up. They knock on your door.
I can't do that.
No.
Oh my God. You're actually giving me like heebie-jeebies right now yeah. because I can't imagine like being picked up like by a guy that I don't know to take me to dinner. I'm like,
that's terrifying.
That's so horrible. So like coffee dates, lunch dates, uh-huh. brunch. I don't know. Do what I did. Maybe tell a guy
to meet you out.
Him and his friends.
To meet you out. I love that.
Like bring his friends and my friends. Be like, we should get together. Like, or I'm hosting a pregame. Do you want to come to my pregame? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the type of dating I would do.
Do you think the apps is the way to go? Like, should I just keep doing app stuff?
So I was in this like guy friend group for a while that I knew like even their friends of friends. The perfect way to meet someone's like a friend of friend,
yeah.
or whatever, but at the same time, like that's so freaking hard, and like I just knew too many of these guys and they're like my best friends, so I couldn't like even ask them for, I would never date anyone of my friend group guys, uh-huh. Or even their friends, because like, if you're friends with him, you're not it.
Yeah.
I can't date you. So I had to do the apps because it's like, you know, you want to go outside of who you already know.
You're like network of people.
Exactly.
I like that approach.
Yeah.
I feel like, too, in my network that I know, I'm like, I don't even see someone. I can't even picture someone I currently know, like any of their friends being
good enough.
My person.
Exactly. And at the same time, everyone's like, oh, maybe if you go out to a bar. Me and my friends when we go to the bar are terrors.
Yeah.
No guy. Every guy is scared of us. We're literally like, I'm not kidding you. Like me and my friends, like when I was single and I still like do this all the time. But like when we go out, no guy's talking to us. We're in our own element. We're like four girls just like
yeah,
freaking twerking on each other and only obsessed with each other. We're not meeting a guy at a yeah. bar. The
Have
hell?
You seen those TikToks? It's like me wondering why guys don't come up to me at the bar.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure I made one of those when I was single. Yeah. I was like, yep,
exactly.
That's me. I'm a terror.
I know. I love that. Wait, so what kind of, this is just me selfishly asking, what kind of guy do you see me dating?
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I see you dating a guy that is, okay, so we're kind of similar in the sense yeah. where we can't have someone overpower our energy.
Yes.
Because, no
we're
offense, we're the queen of the show, baby. Like, it's
no
us.
No offense, but I'm going to be wearing a fur coat.
Exactly. And you're not going to be stealing my thunder.
Yes.
So I think you should date a guy in finance, in real estate. Date a guy that isn't
guys.
In your industry, that doesn't understand it, but thinks you're a freaking boss in your industry.
Okay.
But is not in the scene and lets you do whatever the hell he wants because he has his own
thing going for him.
Exactly. In a totally different industry.
Yes.
And
they don't want to use you.
Yeah. And he's nice and he's friendly, but he's not going to always need the attention.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. I love that for me.
Yeah. And maybe he's like 6'7" with like big muscles.
Seven.
Like that'll just be a little plus.
6'7" with big muscles. I love that. Okay. I have a crazy question out of the blue. Speaking of TikTok, because we were just talking about that. Have you seen the TikTok of the workout leggings and they put the butt pads in? Have you not seen this?
Wait, no.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I need to show you the TikTok.
Okay.
There's basically, you know those TikTok leggings that have like the scrunchie in the butt?
Absolutely.
Okay. They were basically doing a shoot for the leggings and they put butt pads.
I saw that.
In the leggings.
Yep.
And they it is so fake. And it's not the leggings, it's the butt pads that make it look like her butt looks like that, or the leggings make her butt look like that. Just as like a person in the fitness industry, like what do you, I need to know your opinion on this.
I think that women should do whatever the hell that they want with their bodies. But when you are putting butt pads in your ass to make it look like you achieved that naturally, I just think being upfront with anything, like, I'm sorry, I really don't mean to down any girls here, but like, come on, Khloe Kardashian, you cannot say you got that from working out. And it just puts an unrealistic standard on girls. And it's really not fair because I, for one, am born genetically with no ass. I worked really hard and this is the best I can do, to be honest. So guess what? When I look at something like that, it's like, damn, like, you know, is it genetics? Like, and it's unrealistic. And it's just like, it's so hurtful to girls who really work hard for what they do. And I, again, do whatever you want to your body to make you happy and confident. But at the same time, just be honest.
It boils my blood.
Yeah.
Because it makes me doubt myself, mm-hmm. beat myself up, tear myself apart, like legitimately pick myself apart about things I never in a million years have even thought about or
yes.
like fixated over. And because of like, not only the butt stuff, but like just even like any type of, you know, surgery or whatever that you're not upfront with, which I agree. I don't give a shit what filler or whatever you get. Like, do you to make you feel happy. But it grinds my gears when people lie about it.
It's just like, and to what standard, right? Who's creating these standards? Every decade, the standards change of body types. Like, I saw something that apparently Kim and Khloe got their butts reduced and
got the fat
taken out or something.
I saw that.
And I'm like, okay, so you're first, everyone is telling girls to have bigger butts and now we're taking out. Like, standards change constantly. And so why are we still looking at standards of beauty in a way that, you know, are not real? Like, this is not real. Who's making this up? Who's setting the standard? Like, no.
Kim.
Yeah, I know. And then I go back and I contradict myself because I'm like, well, she isn't asking to be the beauty standard.
Yeah.
She's doing what she wants to do with her body. And so I really, really go back and forth there. But at the same time, like, you know, if you have something in your body that you want to change, I fully believe to change it. But I just think that some of these standards that these celebrities are making, and even butt pads, and you know that Kim Kardashian finger roll, like even the video of her was fake. And it's just like, damn, man, this is tough for girls. This is really tough because I didn't grow up with social media in middle school.
I don't know
how the hell these girls are going to do it. It makes me sick. It really does. Yeah. And they're thinking, damn, I need to change this. I need to have a bigger butt. I need to have better abs. I need... What the hell? How do women... ever, how are they ever supposed to do it all? It's just not fair.
It isn't. And it's just so unrealistic. I was talking to someone last night at a party I was at, and they were saying how they were reading this article, or maybe it was a podcast, and it was basically they were saying how the pandemic made our beauty standards like fast forward 7 years.
Oh my God.
Because
I can see that.
Because we were on our phones. Like, even like, think about how we go to restaurants and we use the QR code. That actually probably wouldn't have happened for 7 years. But because of the panty, we're using the QR. Isn't that crazy?
I actually fully agree with that. Because also, people are so, for some reason, I think COVID also, I don't know if, are you allowed to say COVID?
Yeah.
Okay, COVID.
You know, so like, sometimes like, brand deals are like, don't say COVID. Acts like it doesn't exist.
Like I just said that, I'm like, oh shoot, I wasn't supposed to say the word. The panty,
the panorama,
you know, I just think people started caring about their looks so much more because they were so focused on them because there was nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. So you're just so focused,
fixated
on these things about yourself, and then you open up social media 10 times more. And to be honest, I went to my dermatologist and I was just trying to like freaking fix my skin. And they're like, we're so sorry. We're like fully booked because like people are getting so much more work done in this time of the year because like, you know, you can blame it on like, I need a quarantine or whatever. So people actually got so much more work done in the last 2 years.
No, dead ass.
Yeah.
Even myself, I feel like because I was just like, on TikTok and so many people had these crazy filters and fillers and whatever, which is, again, do you, but it's maddening because then I'm like, wait, do I need that like thing to make me feel like how you look because you're so pretty? And it's like, I don't know, I'm like constantly comparing. Maybe that's like my own inner struggle, but I'm sure everyone to some degree deals with that inner struggle because it's just like, it's a constant comparison like with social media.
And that's why you can't base your worth off of how you look like.
No.
You know, there's no value. There's no real, real value in beauty.
Even confidence. Like, you need to find confidence within your brain and, like, your, you know, what you can offer to, like, be a generous person or, like, find confidence within things like that.
Because there's always going to be someone prettier than you. There's always going to be someone smarter than you. Always. At the end of the day, Adriana Lima, there's someone prettier than her, like, in quotations, prettier. Yeah. Like, oh gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Please. But at the same time,
like, she probably even has her own battles.
Exactly. And so I think
even
just
Kim
like
and
not
Chloe.
Comparing yourself.
Yeah.
Like, if you're comparing yourself, you're just going to, you know, just be miserable because there's always going to be someone you compare yourself to.
Exactly. Well, I think that's so well said. We're going to cut to another break and we will be back. Okay, we are back.
Hello.
Better than ever. Katie and I, before we started podcasting, were talking about her insane success with Snapchat.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I want to hear about it. Tell me about it.
So I am all for apps that help the creator grow. And I just think right now, if you're listening to this and you like really want to be an influencer, a creator, it's really hard to grow on Instagram and YouTube too as well. You have to put in a lot of effort to that. And I just think apps like TikTok and Snapchat are really making it easier for beginner creators to be able to grow and be discovered.
Which I love.
Exactly. Yeah. Because
being discovered is huge.
And it's so hard on Instagram.
It's so hard.
It's so hard. So like, if you are just starting out, I really highly suggest Snapchat and TikTok to be discovered because that discover page, you actually can reach so many people that don't follow you or don't know who you are if you're just starting out, or like TikTok, the For You page, as you know. So I just think Snapchat is such an amazing app because it's not only discoverable, but it's so real. It's so real. It's not curated. It's straight from your camera roll on Snapchat. And it's like, this is what I look like. I never use a freaking filter. I take it straight out. Here is it. It's not as like curated. Even my stories look ugly on Snapchat. Like,
yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah.
And that's just what I love about like TikTok too. It's just like these apps that make you feel, I mean, besides the point of photoshopping and everything like that, apps that make you feel better about yourself. And sometimes Instagram doesn't make me feel that way.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Instagram, people say this all the time, but like it for realsies is like a highlight reel.
Yeah.
And sometimes I want to just like post like literally like a photo of like your coffee right now. Like yeah. I want to be able to post that, but like I wouldn't forking never. No. Maybe in my dump.
Exactly.
But like never the like feed page because I'm like, it's not going to do well.
Yeah. It's very curated.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I just like really love Snapchat. I have over 12 million monthly viewers now on Snapchat. So it's probably my biggest.
That's balls to the wall. Balls crazy.
Yeah. And so, and I just love my Snapchat. Like family, they're so nice to me on TikTok and they can be really mean. On Instagram, they can be really mean. Snapchat's just really nice.
That's, I love that. Wait, do people like comment or do they like reply to your?
Reply to my story.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with Snapchat, do you generally like repost stuff from that you've already taken on your camera roll or do you like take it in the app?
I usually take it in the app. I think this is obviously I have no idea what goes on in the algorithm. I personally just think if you're in the TikTok app, they want you to create your content in the TikTok camera roll.
Agreed.
And same with Snapchat. They'd rather you in the algorithm. I just think that's how the app
it works.
Wants it to
which
to
kind
go,
of makes sense.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I take it straight from Snapchat. Okay. I don't usually add from the camera roll.
And you just post essentially like a different version of Instagram stories on there?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Sometimes wow. I just double shoot things, which is a lot of effort. But at the same time, if you're wanting to grow, you have to really, really hustle on every app. I think, you know, there's different you know, levels to that. Sorry, guys, I'm hungover. My brain is mush. But there's different levels to that as well because you do need to focus on YouTube if you're going to be a YouTuber. But at the same time, you don't know as a starting out creator what app is going to hit the most.
Uh-huh.
And so just like trying hard on like all six platforms, whatever it is like really, really important when you're just first starting out.
Yeah. Also, there's so many creators out now that it's like I think the reason it's or like to a degree, the reason it's so hard to grow on like YouTube and Instagram is like there's already so many people mm-hmm. like even myself with like Vlogmas watching like my favorite vloggers like vlog. It's like I can only keep up with so many
right.
episodes a day because there's so many creators. So the best way like I can't even imagine trying to find someone else that's new.
Totally.
So I feel like with Snapchat, that's so cool.
Yeah. And you know, there's room for everyone. I do truly believe that.
I agree.
Even if you're trying to be a YouTuber, I think there's room for you and no one else is like you. You know, like with our brands, it's like, hey, are you going to be mad if so-and-so starts on their podcast called, you know, making money with
yeah.
so-and-so? It's like, no, because it'll never be you.
Yeah.
So in our industry as an influencer, like you can't get caught up in the following and get caught up in like how many people follow you and compare yourself or like thinking that someone's doing more content than you because no one's going to be you.
And that's like everyone's secret sauce that I feel like a lot of people in our industry fail to realize. They like a lot of people get jealous and catty if like,
oh my God.
You know, with I did that thumbnail first. I did that idea yeah. first. I did the whatever. That's my concept. That's my thing. That's my saying. That's my term I came up with. But like it actually is a form of flattery.
Absolutely. And you know, obviously, like I just referred to Tinks or something, like credit the person if you have inspiration
yes.
from them. But at the same time, like I like to look at girls and if they're really successful, I don't want to be like, damn, I really hate them because they're so successful. I look at them and I'm like, damn, they did it. That means I can too.
Yes.
You know, just switching the perspective.
But and that is like, that's what's so cool about being yourself. This is so cliche, but like being yourself is your secret sauce because like at the end of the day, even if someone came out with the exact same podcast name as myself or the exact same show concept as you, yeah. like yours would still hit as yours.
Exactly.
And like,
so there's just no need to compare yeah. ever in life, no matter what you're in.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
It sure is.
It sure is.
Sure is, honey.
Okay, back to Snapchat. How do you, because I just told you, like, I only really use it to like talk to F-boys.
Which is a huge red flag, by the way. If you guys are, okay, if we are past the age of 21 or 22.
Okay.
And a boy was solely communicating with you through Snapchat.
Red flag. I know that.
I don't think we should go for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I agree.
They're bad news and I think they need to grow the fuck up.
Agreed.
But we should use Snapchat as a business tool.
I know. I feel like I use it primarily with my like hometown friends. Like they yeah. have it. So like yeah. I'll Snapchat them. Or like if I'm bored, I'll dance around like Snapchatting a boy. But I wanted to ask you in regards to like growing, you're talking about the discovery page.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, do you, like, as a consumer, do you go through the discovery page?
Shit, DK, don't put me on the spot like this. No, never. Because, okay, here's the thing. As a consumer, I don't consume content like the regular person should consume content. I am literally always looking at social media and always working.
Uh-huh.
And so when I post my Snapchats, I will only deal with myself, because if I spend one more freaking hour or minute on another app looking at other people, I really don't feel my best self and I'm just wasting my goddamn time. So no, honestly, sometimes I just post on Instagram too. It's the same thing, and post on TikTok.
You just post it.
And I post and I have to like let it go. That's why if you're looking at me right now, I have two phones. And someone could be like, damn, two phones is a little much, Katie. It's for my mental health. People don't realize working in social media and having so many platforms that you need to disconnect. And so I have one phone that is purely for social media and one phone that is my texting my best friends and like texting and everything. And like I have to separate it that way, because if I don't, I will be a social media nut terror comparing
so
myself.
So do you not have any social media on the personal phone?
I do, but at the same time, I try not to use it on this phone. I just like mentally, like, this is my social media phone. This is my personal phone.
Okay.
And you know, people have work phones.
Yes. So when you go out on a night, you take the personal phone, right?
I take both, yeah.
You take both?
I take both because one of them is like an iPhone. My personal phone is an iPhone 8, and I like if I need to take a photo, I need my 12 or whatever this is. So basically, I take both.
Shut up.
Yeah, and then I basically just use that to post and this one to text.
Which one are you on more?
I'm probably on them equally, which is kind of bad.
Okay.
But it's one's my work, one's, you know.
And how, like... how is it actually good for your mental health? Like, why are you like, this is better for my mental health?
Because when I'm on my social media phone, it doesn't have real service. It's only Wi-Fi. So it's airplane mode. And if I want to disconnect from, and I don't do social media on this phone. So if I want to disconnect from talking to people, I use this phone. When I want to disconnect from social media, I use this phone.
Got it.
And so basically I know when my mind needs a break from whatever it is, and I will only either take one phone out or I'll leave another phone upstairs. Like I sometimes leave my personal phone upstairs for 3 hours, only have my social media phone to work at it.
Got it.
Because it's a distraction when someone's texting me and my group chats are going off. So basically then if I need a break from work, I'll leave my other phone upstairs and not edit and not be on my social media.
So which phone was I texting?
You were texting my personal one.
Okay.
Actually, TK, I gave you
my work
one,
number.
So I don't know if you know, but I'm like a pretty big deal.
You're like, text my work number next time, bitch.
Oh my god, no, can you imagine? No. But yeah, it's for mental health reasons. And I know that's a little extreme.
No.
But it helps me. And that's the thing about mental health, you guys. What works for me might not work for you. And what works for you might not work for me. Sometimes my boyfriend meditates for 30 minutes a freaking day. I can't do that. That's not what helps me mentally. You have to do what is right for you and what you know is going to help you and make you happier and make you be more confident. And
period. Go on.
Period. That's it. That's all I have to say.
No, I was just with my boss. She was just talking about this on her podcast, Alicia. And she was having a conversation with someone about mental health, like at a dinner. And this woman asked her, or her friend asked her, she goes, how much money is your mental health worth to you? How much would you pay for your mental health to be in check?
Wow.
And Alicia was like, when she told me, like a light bulb went off and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if I could put a number on it, right?
No, it's the most important thing.
Therefore, your wacky ass two phones thing, that's your thing.
Exactly.
She's like, I got two phones.
I will also say this, even if like I also try to relate to someone who doesn't have, you know, as much fortune and something to make their mental health better, you don't need a penny to help your mental health.
Yeah.
You can sit with yourself, take away your phone for 3 hours in the morning and do yoga yourself, and you don't need much money. And I know therapy can be very expensive. There are ways around it as well. Mm-hmm. You know, different insurance companies, and if you're in school and stuff, there's different ways around therapy and getting it paid for. At the same time, like, you know, I would say I don't spend much money on things, but if it's going to help my mental health, like getting a freaking Air One coffee every single morning because that's what makes me happy, I'm gonna freaking do it.
Yeah. I think also like mental health has become such a thing.
It's
like
so
a
trendy.
Normal. Yeah.
In
which
a weird
is like
way.
A blessing and a curse. But like, I think more of a blessing, because like, how cool is it that like so many people, even like me just vegging out and watching like my favorite YouTubers helps me mentally.
Absolutely.
And like people being so open about like not being like on their A game all the time. Like the other day I was just like crying literally on my vlog because I was like freaking out about if I should move or if I should stay and pay the whatever. And like it's really stressing me out because I'm like, I also love my forking apartment and I don't want to move out, and like the stress of moving out like is a lot, but also like my rent's gonna be a lot, and I just like being able to like vent and talk about that struggle I'm sure helped someone who's like dealing with, you know, a similar thing. And I think that's what's cool about it being trendy, because now people are just more real on the internet.
I completely agree. It's all about being vulnerable and showing like, you know, your life isn't so perfect. You struggle from anxiety too. Like I struggle definitely from anxiety as
totally.
Well. But at the same time, like the whole word, like mental health being trendy, it's like self-care or whatever. It's like a face mask isn't going to do shit.
Okay? Yeah.
So like, come on, we got to dig deeper. Uh-huh. It's not always about those quick fixes. You have to really dig deep and, you know, sit with yourself and sit with your thoughts and really figure out what's really causing this. What's the root of it? Let's not just slap a fucking Band-Aid on top.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And like what's crazy about mental health is it's like literally like a hole that you have to keep digging until you get to the very, very bottom. Like things just keep
going. Dude, it's wild. It's wild. I'm in therapy and I do therapy every Monday. And damn, this one was really, really hard hitting. I was like, holy crap.
Nothing's wrong this week. And then you get into therapy.
And then like, I'm like, oh my gosh, you were really, I guess, messed up from when you were 22 years old.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I know. That's why I love how like real you are and stuff on social media. Like makes me happy.
I appreciate it.
Okay, last question I have for you, Katie, is what have you been doing to like make moves lately in your career and your personal life? Like what have you been doing to make moves?
Love that. Okay, I just bought my first house.
Congrats. That's huge in LA. Oh my God.
Yeah. I was so sick and tired of paying rent towards something I don't own. And this is going to sound absurd to most of you guys, but I was paying $3,500 in rent for a very long time. And that is a frickin' mortgage. And
it
so
is.
I'm very, very lucky that I have been saving up because I lived at home a lot. I lived at home during COVID. I saved a lot living at home. Mm-hmm. And so I also invested that money. I am lucky to have a financial advisor that I started when I was 19. And so she has really helped me, you know, budget myself for the last almost 9-10 years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And so saving your money when you're young is freaking real, you guys. And it can double and triple. Also, I think everyone should be in crypto, and I made a lot of money in crypto. So
wait, what crypto?
I put a lot of money into this company, basically. And
sick, Nate.
Yeah, and it's doing really well. So
I love that for you.
Yeah, but I also invested in the basic ones, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Stellar, and all those things.
Yeah, I just did a brand deal with like a crypto app, and I was like going off about, and I'm like obsessed with it right now.
Dude, it's just such a cool way to make fast money.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes like you shouldn't take it out right away, but like one of the companies that I invested in, like. Yeah, I'll just say that it's no freaking joke money.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so that's another
I'm very
area
new to
you
it.
Can
yeah.
to make money. Me too. I'm really new to it too. But at the same time, so I bought my first house, and to be honest, it's really, really given me a sense of relief with my life because I'm such a hard worker, and I would work from like 7 a.m. to like 1 a.m. and I literally have not done that since I bought my house, and it's like felt so good to just like take a day off. Like after us today, it's going to be what, 3 p.m. when I get home. I'm probably not going to work the rest of the day. I'm kind of over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So making moves. Otherwise, though, I'm starting a new fitness guide for the first of the year for people to just like get jump started back into fitness. Not like a whole new year, new you thing, because that's bullshit. But at the same time, just to help them get into a workout routine at the beginning of the year if they need a little jump start to make your working out a lifestyle and a habit. But
and your stuff is so realistic, guys. Like definitely check it out.
Yeah, it's like just like 30-25 minute workouts like a day, like
which is realistic.
Yeah, for sure. And like nothing too crazy as well, nothing that you're gonna dread. So I would say my biggest thing right now is my house. It's like my child. And yeah,
congrats.
Thank you.
That's huge.
Thank
well
you.
Now I have to ask you, like, what do you think I should do? Do you think I should stay in my place?
I think I should move. You are a lot younger than me, and I think you should stay in your place, because my biggest issue, how old are you, 23, 24?
I'm 24.
Okay, I'm 28, you guys. It's a four-year difference is huge. I'm
it
not
is.
Gonna lie, it's a really, really big deal.
Yeah.
Because when I was 24, here was my issue. I didn't know where I wanted to live. I changed my mind constantly.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying I'm like that old, but at the same time, like 24, I want to live somewhere. 25, somewhere different. Like, because yeah. there's so many areas of LA yeah. you want to live
oh
in.
Gosh.
You know, I want to live in West Hollywood. I want to live in Manhattan Beach. I wanted to live in Venice. And so I had to really use those middle years to figure out where I love the uh-huh. most. So thank God I waited. I also couldn't afford it when I was 24.
Yeah, I know.
You freaking kidding me? So, yeah. So I think wait.
And stay where I am.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes me feel good.
I would stay where you are. But at the same time, you know, if you are feeling like it's too much money and you need to save more, then there's always a cheaper place.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Where did you end up? I know you have lived all over. Where did you end up? Where is your...
Right now, Venice.
Yeah. Oh,
which is, I'm obsessed with the West Side. I was a West Hollywood gal for 3 years.
Really?
And yes.
I want to eventually make my way to the West Side.
Okay.
I'm going to love it. I know.
Paradise.
Really?
I mean, besides the homeless people. But yeah, it's paradise. Yeah. Besides the homeless person shooting up heroin on the side of the road, it's wonderful.
Really?
It's a breeze. Yeah. You know why I love it? Because in West Hollywood, I never felt comfortable. I never felt like I was at home. And I would walk down the street. And
I'm not a WeHo girly either.
Never felt good. And it actually like doesn't make you the most confident girl ever when you're not as comfortable. And in Venice and like the West Side area and like Marina Del Rey, I just like feel so at home, and like yeah. everyone's walking the dog, and you know, my sister lives a mile away. It's just like so
homey. My gosh, that's so nice.
And my boyfriend just moved in December 1st, so yeah,
that's crazy.
It's
congrats.
Wild.
How's it living with a boy? Have you ever lived with a boy?
I feel so never. I feel really safe because
I love that.
Yeah, and people like make fun of him that like I'm his landlord, but it's so funny. He's helping me pay the freaking mortgage. We're splitting the mortgage.
Period.
And yeah, like
come
as
on. He should.
It's like the perfect scenario yeah. for me ever. Actually, I needed a roommate.
You're like, pay me rent,
please. And then we're like splitting the furniture. So like it's a really really good deal that we have going on, and he is really awesome to work with. I will say, and work with to live with. I will say, I'm so happy he goes into an office. Like I work yeah. from home. I can't do someone who also works.
You're
home.
Like, get out.
I need to miss you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, it has been.
I could talk to you for so long. Like I'm like, how long has it been? Almost an hour. No. I could keep going, and I talk a lot. I know. I'm sorry.
You are so fun. I think you are killing it. I thoroughly enjoy following you. And like your stories, it's not like I go, like I watch everyone.
Thank you.
And I don't know. I just think you're the exact same in real life. And I love that. And I just thank you so much for taking the time to come here.
I appreciate it. I love you. And yeah. you're going to be on my show next.
Yes. So definitely go. Where can they like subscribe to pimp yourself out?
Just at Katie Austin everywhere. And then my show is Austin AF. And so honestly, just Katie Austin.
Okay. Katie Austin everywhere. Check out the book. It's coming out January 1.
Yes. The guide is coming out January 1st.
The guide. Yeah. Yeah, check it out, you guys, and be sure to subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, and subscribe, rate, review, do all the things, and be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.